Being negligent or failure to develop bhavana, it is pamada. And Saraji yesterday explained about the word bhavana. Bhavana means developing, cultivating, increasing wholesome mind and the knowledge. One should practice bhavana so that one will be free from defilements such as raga, dosa, lust, anger, hatred, and also one will be free from nivarana, hindrances. Nivarana hinders wholesomeness from arising. And when the nivaranas are hindering, wholesomeness cannot arise. Instead of wholesomeness, there can be consciousness that has lobha, dosa, moha, greed, anger, delusion arising when nivaranas are present. So nivarana hindrances make the mind polluted and dirty, and thus nivarana hindrances are called cetaso upakilesa because they pollute the mind. When the mind is polluted, the mind will not be calm or tranquil, and knowledge cannot arise. So nivaranas also weaken knowledge. That's why nivaranas are also called panyaya dobalikarana, the things that weakens knowledge. So Buddha condemned these nivarana by using these words. If one is wasting their time with nivarana hindrances, then they are living with unwholesomeness. And if it becomes a stream, one develops vitekamakilesa, transgressive defilements. If one enjoys sensual pleasure more than necessary, if it is excessive, then it is also pamada. If one is enjoying sensual pleasure excessively, then one does not have the chance to fill up what is lacking in oneself. Failure, negligence to fill up what is lacking in oneself, it is also called pamada. If one fails to refrain from things that should be refrained, failing to control oneself, it is also pamada. If one lets one's mind go freely on the sensual objects without any control, without limit, if one goes excessively, it is also pamada, negligence, failure. One is failing to do things that should be done. And also, failure to fill up what is lacking, it is pamada. If one is negligent to refrain from misconduct, if one fails to refrain from bodily misconduct, verbal misconduct, and mental misconduct, it is also negligence, failure. It is also pamada. So it means that if one fails to refrain from transgression, if one fails to rectify one's wrongdoings, if one enjoys sensual pleasure excessively, all of them are pamada, negligence. So if one fails to rectify oneself, if one fails to fill up what is lacking, then one will not get benefit. So most of the people, they are negligent, they are failing to rectify one's wrongdoings, to fill up what is lacking, and doing things excessively. Buddha did not want beings to be like that. So Buddha explained three forms of pamada. Gross form of pamada, medium form of pamada, and refined form of pamada. And yesterday, Saraji explained about refined form of pamada. And Saraji also explained about the word bhavana. Most ordinary beings do not have sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. Most of the beings lack these three trainings, and thus they are having three forms of pamada: gross form of pamada, medium form of pamada, and refined form of pamada. So their life is useless. Their life made up of the five aggregates, five kinds of khanda. In other words, the nama rupa phenomena, which are arising as cause and effect, their life is useless. Nama and rupa phenomena are arising continuously as cause and effect, and it is called sandana, continuous arising of nama rupa phenomena as cause and effect. At the time of sleeping also, mentality, materiality are arising. At the time of waking up, whenever one sees, hears, smells, tastes, touches, knows, stretches, bends, turns, everything are made up of nama rupa, mentality, and materiality. So at the time of waking up, whenever one sees, hears, smells, tastes, touches, and so on, one is having gross form of pamada, medium form of pamada, and refined form of pamada. So based on these nama rupa phenomena arising as cause and effect, without mindfulness, gross form of defilements arise, medium form of defilements arise, and most of the beings are wasting their time with pamada. So it is said, anusodagami, meaning that one is drifting in the current of stream. So just like one is traveling in water, when there is tailwind, then one drifts in the current. In the same way, when one has pamada, one is going in the current of these defilements. Patisodagami is going against the current. In order to go against the current of kilesa defilements, it is not easy. One has to make effort so that one goes against the current of defilements. If not, if one does not go against the current of defilements, then gross, medium, and refined form of pamada will take place, and various kinds of kilesa defilements will enter. So Kyaraji gives an example. If one has a plot of land, rather than making use of the plot of land in a useful way, if one does not use it properly, then the plot of land will be just useless. It will be filled with weeds. So in the same way, if one does not make use of oneself, then there will be kilesa bhumi, meaning that it will be a field or it will be a plain of defilements. Bhumi is the name given to the ground or the earth where the beings and all the trees are situated. So compared to the bhumi, which is the ground, the nama rupa phenomena that are arising as cause and effect are also called bhumi. So if one is not mindful on these nama rupa phenomena, then there will be gross, medium, refined form of pramada arising based on the nama rupa phenomena which are arising as cause and effect. There will just be defilements arising, and thus it will be kilesa bhumi, the plain or the land of defilements. At times, there can be transgressive defilements that manifest in one's body and speech. At times, there can be obsessive defilements that manifest in the mind. And all the time, there will be latent or dormant form of defilements that can arise whenever there is opportunity. Whenever there is opportunity, these defilements will manifest in one's physical and verbal action. So based on the nama rupa phenomena that are arising as cause and effect, there will be kilesa bhumi, land or plane of defilements. So among the population, the majority of the population, based on the khanda, based on the five aggregates they are having, there are kilesa bhumi, plane of defilements. In order to make use of the plot of land, one needs to remove the weed in order to plant useful trees. So it will be a useful way to plant useful trees, and one will gain benefit from planting useful tree. In the same way, one needs to remove kilesa defilements. One needs to remove the defilement weeds in order to plant vipassana tree. So in place of the weeds, one should plant good trees. In place of kilesa defilements, one should plant vipassana, so that there will be vipassana bhumi, the plain or the land of vipassana. In order to do so, one should be mindful of whatever the object that arises. One should be mindful of physical and mental activities, physical and mental phenomena. Being able to be mindful of the physical and mental phenomena, one's mind will be pure and clean, and one will discern into mind and matter, cause and effect, arising and passing away, and the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. In this way, knowledge will develop stage by stage, and there will be bhavana citta, and there will not be a gap or the space between the bhavana mind. So later on in the practice, when one gets to higher knowledge, there will not be gap space between the bhavana. Instead, there will be wholesome mind arising continuously, vipassana bhavana mind arising continuously, and thus it will be vipassana bhumi, the plain or the land of vipassana. It is said that aparinyata hi khanda kilesana bhumi, meaning that the aggregates that one does not discern will be the land of defilements. If one is not mindful of these objects in the way they really are, if one lacks mindfulness, then the mind will not be calm and collected, and thus the person will not know anything. The person will not develop knowledge into mind and matter or cause and effect. Not knowing, not discerning these nama rupa, there will be kilesa bhumi, the plain or the land of defilements. One should replace kilesa by vipassana. So one should make use of one's aggregate usefully by practicing vipassana, so that there will be vipassana bhumi, land or the plane of vipassana. So one should make use of these aggregates usefully by practicing vipassana. One should practice vipassana in time so that there will not be pamada. And when practicing vipassana, one should not be gazing, one should not be doing it in an easy or haphazard manner. If one does it haphazardly, then there will be pamada. So Saraji explains kilesa bhumi, the land of defilements, by using example when hearing. When hearing, the sound waves strikes the ear base, and there is hearing consciousness, hearing feeling, and hearing contact. The sound waves are the striker element. The ear base is the receptor element. Hearing consciousness, hearing feeling, and hearing contact are ignition element. So at the moment of hearing, there are striker element, receptor element, which are the sound and the ear base, and they are materiality. Hearing consciousness, hearing contact, and hearing feeling, they are ignition element, which are mentality. So when the sound waves strike the ear base, then there is hearing feeling, hearing contact, and hearing consciousness. And there is the contact between the sound and the hearing consciousness that come into contact on the ear base. And thus there will be hearing consciousness, hearing contact, and hearing feeling. So here the sound waves and the ear base, they are the cause, which are mental, which are materiality. Hearing consciousness, hearing contact, and hearing feeling are the ignition element, which are mentality. When one hears pleasant sound, there will be pleasant feeling. When one hears unpleasant sound, there will be unpleasant feeling. And when there are neutral sounds, there will be neutral feeling. According to Abhidhamma, there is neutral feeling when hearing sounds. And in Suddhanta way, there are three kinds of feeling: pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, and neutral feeling when hearing. Because there are the sound waves and the ear, then hearing consciousness takes place. So the sound waves and the ear base, which are materiality, they are the cause. Hearing consciousness, hearing contact, and hearing feeling are the effect, which are mentality. So by being mindful at the moment of hearing, one discerns mentality and materiality as cause and effect. So at the moment of hearing, these mentality and materiality are arising as cause and effect, and they are only mentality, materiality that really exists at the moment of hearing. One should be mindful at the moment one hears. If one is not mindful, then one does not discern dukkha satya, the truth of suffering. Not knowing, there will be delusion, and there will be delusion, and there can also be other defilements that arise. Not being mindful, one lacks moral shame and moral fear. In order to face moral shame and moral fear from failing to know the object, and thus the defilements arise. Not being mindful at the present moment of the object that is arising, one's noting mind is no longer on the nama rupa phenomena that are arising as cause and effect. When the noting mind is no longer on the object, there will be distraction, there will be udaccha, and there will also be delusion. So at the moment that one is failing to note, at least there will be defilements such as moha, delusion. There will be lack of moral shame and moral fear, and thus there will be ahirika, anuttapa. The mind is distracted. There will be udaccha. And when one takes the object as pleasant, there can be greed. And when one takes the object as unpleasant, there can be vyabada, dosa, ill will, anger, aversion. When one takes pride in it, there will be mana, conceit, and there can also be other defilements such as envy, jealousy, and so on. So in this way, not being mindful at the moment of hearing, one does not know the mentality and materiality which are arising and cause and effect, and at that moment, there will be defilements arising by leaps and bounds. Not being mindful, one does not discern mind and matter, and thus these defilements will arise by leaps and bounds. So this is the example how there can be the land of defilements, kilesa bhumi, arising when one is not being mindful at the moment of hearing. And from this example, one can also understand at the moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, how kilesa bhumi, the land of defilements, can arise by lack of mindfulness. People who lack satipatthana practice, their life will be kilesa bhumi, the land of defilements. Just as when one does not make use of the plot of land by planting useful plants, then the plot of land will be a wild land. In the same way, if one lacks satipatthana practice, their life will be useless, and their life will be wild as well. So, at the moment of hearing, there are striker element, the receiver receptor element, and ignition element, which are the mentality and materiality. Materiality and mentality, which are dukkha satya, truth of suffering. So one should be mindful at the moment hearing takes place. And by being mindful at the moment of hearing, even if one does not develop knowledge, still one's mind will be pure and clean at the moment one is mindful. When there is mindfulness, mindfulness gains the upper hand, and thus mindfulness guards and protects the mind away from defilements. When mindfulness is present, lobha greed cannot arise, and thus the mind will be pure and clean. In place of lobha, there will be non-lobha, and it is wholesome mind called anavajja, blameless, pure mind that has alobha, non-greed as chief. Even though one comes across undesirable objects, when one is being mindful, one does not develop dosa, anger or hatred, there will be adosa, non-dosa, and thus the mind will be pure and clean. It is called anavajja, the blameless, pure, clean mind that can give good result. And one should be mindful continuously, whatever object that arises, so that one discerns mentality and materiality. So at the moment of hearing, there is only materiality and mentality arising. By being mindful, at times one discerns the sound as it is something that strikes in the ear, and at times one sees it, one knows it as the sound that is striking the ear base, and at times one comes to know the ear base, knowing that from this place the hearing is taking place. So when one knows the sound, which is the striker, and the ear base, which is the receptor, one is knowing materiality. And at times, one knows the hearing consciousness, hearing contact, and hearing feeling. Knowing hearing consciousness, hearing contact, and hearing feeling, one knows mentality. So, one is knowing this hearing consciousness, that there is consciousness arising at the ear, or one knows it simply as hearing. When one knows it that way, one is knowing hearing consciousness. At times, one knows hearing contact that the consciousness and the sound coming into contact at the ear base. This contact is called passa, which is also mentality. At times, one knows that there is pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, or the neutral feeling. Knowing the feeling, one knows vedana, which is also mentality. By discerning materiality and mentality, one will no longer believe that there is being or the soul. One understands that because there is the ear and the sound waves, hearing takes place. So in this way, one knows cause and effect, which are arising. So knowing cause and effect at the moment of hearing, the cause being the sound waves and the ear, and the effect is hearing consciousness, hearing contact, and hearing feeling. By knowing cause and effect, one understands that there is no creator, but there is only mentality and materiality arising as cause and effect. When one understands cause and effect, one removes causeless view. Knowing that relevant cause giving rise to relevant effect, in this way one no longer believes in Paramatta, the Supreme Soul. One no longer believes in Creator. In this way, one removes wrong view by developing knowledge, and one is developing pure, clean mind. One is developing kusala. By noting on this object, when one knows that these nama-rupa phenomena arising as cause and effect arises and passes away, then one understands impermanence. Knowing impermanence, one removes the wrong view of permanence. If one sees things as permanent, there can be mana, conceit. Knowing that things are impermanent, one removes mana, conceit. And thus the mind is anavaja, the mind is blameless, pure and clean. When the yogi sees arising and passing away, then yogi sees that things arise and pass away, and thus they are no good, they are suffering. Knowing things as suffering, one will no longer think of them as good. When one sees things as good and pleasant, there can be tanha, craving. By seeing arising and passing away, by seeing the suffering, one removes craving. And one develops wholesome mind. Knowing that things are happening in their own accord, one also removes the wrong view of atta, self or soul. Removing atta, removing the wrong view of atta, one also develops wholesome mind. When the yogi sees things arising new and new, yogi removes ojeda deity. And when the yogi sees things passing away after arising, yogi removes sasata deity. So in this way, one is developing wholesome mind by practicing vipassana. So there will be vipassana bhumi, the land of vipassana. Just as one needs to make use of the plot of land by planting useful plants, in the same way, By practicing vipassana, there will be vipassana bhumi, the land of vipassana. And by being mindful, gross, medium, refined form of defilements have no chance to arise. And thus there will be wholesome mind. When one develops knowledge, one removes wrong view. Developing knowledge, one removes wrong view, and thus the mind will be pure and clean. Kusalanam dhammanam bhavanaya, meaning that one should develop, cultivate, and increase the wholesome mind, so that the wholesome mind will develop, will be developed, cultivated, and increased. In developing wholesomeness, if one is doing without respectfully, it will be pamada. So one should cherish and value the wholesomeness so that one will be developing, cultivating, increasing wholesome mind. By being mindful, in 1 minute, there will be 60 moments of wholesome mind. In 5 minutes, there will be 300 moments of wholesome mind. In 1 hour, there will be 3,600 moments of wholesome mind. So in developing wholesomeness, if one is being negligent, then it will be pamada. People do not realize that one should rectify one's shortcomings and weaknesses. People do not realize that one should balance things that are excessive. And people do not realize that it is essential to fill up what is lacking. So in this way, they do not realize that it is essential to rectify the shortcomings, to balance what is excessive, and to fill up what is lacking. Satipatthana practice should be done regardless of race or religion. There are 4 factors in determining that something is essential. The 4 factors are, number one is, it is compulsory. One should or one must do it. The second factor is, it should be done by himself, by herself. No other person can do it on behalf. And the third one is, one should do it in time, in timely manner, when everything are in accordance, when one has the opportunity and all the favorable circumstances, one should do it in time. One should not procrastinate. And the fourth one is, it is something that is very beneficial. Based on these 4 factors, one can determine whether or not a certain kind of work is essential. So one should fill up what is lacking. It is very important. And one should be mindful so that one comes to know the true nature. By being mindful, one is developing wholesome mind. In developing wholesome mind, one should cherish and respect the practice. If one does not practice respectfully, then there can be gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. If there are gaps or spaces between the wholesome mind, then unwholesomeness can enter within the gap. Just as when there is a vacuum space devoid of air, then the other air can enter the void. In the same way, when there is gap, void between the wholesomeness, then kilesa defilements can enter. When there are gaps between mindfulness, kilesa defilements can enter the gap. Failing to note the object, there will be moha, delusion. Failing or missing to note the object, there will be delusion, as well as lack of moral shame and moral fear, which is called ahirika and anuttapa. And when there is no mindfulness, the mind will be distracted, scattered, and thus udaccha will also be present. So just as in a vacuum space, air will go in by force, in the same way, when there are gaps between the mindfulness, kilesa defilements will enter automatically into the gap. And Saraji will continue to explain tomorrow. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.